want to talk about your health and your fitness and all the things you can do to help out. We chatted with Brad Rodger, folks from St. Joseph Healthcare, a couple of months back about a big event coming up on September 29th. And we thought as we close in on that, it would be great to get a little more information, refresh people's memory. So Brad is back with us. Thanks for joining us again.
Glad to be here, Rich.
And also in studio with us, Brad Coffey from St. Joseph Healthcare is here. Brad, nice to see you.
Thanks so much.
Let's first of all talk about the numbers. Sounds like you've got an awful lot of people already signed up for this.
We do. We have a great pre-registration going on already. Over 350 people have registered for our 5K walk, 5K run, and 10K.
That's fantastic. And this is an event that gets underway at Broadway. I said Fenway. I started to say Fenway Park. That would be a long walk. That would be more than just a little 10K. Broadway Park in Bangor, Sunday, September 29th. As Brad mentioned, there's a 5K and a 10K. And all of this is raising money for St. Joe's Safe Nurse Program. Brad, can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, I'm the other Brad.
Yes, Brad too.
We have fun with that. So yeah, the Safe Nurses Program stands for Sexual Assault Forensic Examiners. These are four very specially trained women who care for victims of sexual assault. So anybody who comes into the St. Joe's emergency department gets this direct one-on-one care. There will typically be, I think I see Carrie coming into the studio now, maybe?
I apologize.
Sorry about that. But they'll typically sit down with one of these nurses together with an advocate from one of the other agencies in town, such as Rape Response Services, and they'll make sure that the women get all of the care that they need. Sometimes that means making sure that they collect whatever forensic evidence that might be necessary for an eventual criminal prosecution for someone who might get charged with rape or gross sexual assault. It also sometimes means that they're going to make sure that these women get out of the dangerous environment that they're in and get to the right place.
And the numbers, reading some of the information that you shared, the numbers of patients that require a safe nurse are going up. I don't want to say that's a good thing, but it may not be because there are more instances, but because there's an outlet now and people are coming forward that might not have been willing to do so in the past because they know they can get some help and assistance.
Exactly. Exactly. So it is a good thing. We want to see those numbers go up. Not obviously, as you say, we don't want to see more people be sexually assaulted, but we want to make sure those who are being assaulted are aware that we're here for them and we can provide a safe environment for them to come in and get the care.
Well, it's a wonderful program, and Commit to Get Fit is helping that. Brad Rodger, of course, you know him from Epic Sports as well. Let's talk about some of the activities here. I'm looking through the list. You mentioned the 5K walk or run. That gets underway at 9:30. The 10K run starts at 9, but there's even a virtual run.
There's even a virtual run because not everyone can get out to walk or run or volunteer. So to cover all bases, we actually have a 5K virtual run.
I think I could do that. I feel pretty good about my ability to do that. There's also a kids' fun run that's going on before the other walk runs get going.
There is. Of course, this is all starting at Broadway Park Sunday, September 29th. And prior to getting off on the big runs, we have a 1K kids' run, which goes right around the park.
And if you do the 5 or the 10K, wow, it's a beautiful route because Broadway Park is great, too, and a terrific local treasure and near St. Joseph Healthcare, but works its way down along Kanduskeg Stream. It's a beautiful route.
That's right, Rich. So it starts out together, but once it reaches Harlow Street, it divides out. There is some trail running involved, which is just a nice variation. So it's not just all road race or all trail, but we do have a combination of both.
The goal is to raise $60,000 for the Safe Nurse Program. And if you can't make it or if you don't feel like you're up to a walk or a run, Brad Coffey, you can help out in a lot of other ways, including just volunteering to be a part of the organization of the event.
Yeah, absolutely. Rich, we'd love to have people sign up and volunteer. And like with any of these types of walk run events, there's a lot of stuff that you can do prior to the event itself. So during the week leading up to the 29th, we have opportunities for people to come into our office to assemble the materials that are necessary, but also to travel on down to Epic Sports on Saturday the 28th, where people will have the opportunity to pick up their bibs and their the t-shirts and the other materials that go into the goodie bag.
There is registration that day as well. You can register at Broadway Park from 7:30 to 8:30. You can get more information as well on the website, stjoeshealing.org/commit. You've also had a lot of businesses who've stepped up to help out the cause, and want to especially thank our friends at Quirk Chevrolet. They're serving as the presenting sponsors.
They are. We're so grateful to the Quirks. That whole family has had a relationship with many other important nonprofits in the community over the years. But I know especially St. Joe's has been part of that family's relationship with healthcare dating back to the early 60s. And so they're very excited to be the presenting sponsors of this event.
And room for more sponsors if people still want to get on board?
Oh, absolutely. Always.
And let's talk, too, about the connection between St. Joseph Healthcare and the community, because this is a huge part of your mission there. And, you know, it helps that you're right there smack dab in the middle of things on Center Street and on Broadway, and you've always been about reaching out.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why I really like working at that hospital is because of the collaborative nature of the leadership at the hospital. Mary Prublo, the president of St. Joe's, really enjoys collaborating with other nonprofits in the community to make a difference. And so just to give you an example, St. Joe's provides all of the linen services for the homeless shelters in Bangor. We go into places like the Shaw House to provide direct one-on-one care with some of the youngsters who are there. We provide free care to victims of human trafficking who come into St. Joe's, and we guide them through the whole process to make sure that they're treated the right way with dignity. We cooperate extensively with other partners in the area, such as PCHC, Penobscot Community Health Services. We have a great relationship with them. So St. Joe's provides wonderful care. Primary care provides wonderful care, inpatient care, and a lot of great specialty services. But the thing that I think really stands out about this hospital is that it's a community hospital that cares about people who are on the margins, people who are sometimes not noticed, people who are sometimes overlooked. We have a big heart at St. Joe's. We're guided by our identity as a Catholic healthcare provider.
And Brad Ryder, this is also part of the continuing mission from St. Joe's to take care of prevention as well as treating people. And you've done a wonderful job encouraging people to get out there and get more exercise, focus on wellness and fitness and all those things that can keep us from needing medical care a little later on.
Yeah, this is a great way to just show that you don't have to be an extreme athlete to get out and enjoy mm-hmm. some good exercise. So you can walk, you can run. We have a 10K. That's a challenging run. But it's just the whole idea is get out, get active, and get healthy.
Well, it's a wonderful event for a great cause coming up on Sunday, September 29th at Broadway Park in Bangor. Commit to get fit. Again, more information is available on the website, stjoeshealing.org/commit. Help out any way you can, participate, but be a part of this wonderful community event. Brad's, thank you both for coming in.
Good
to see you.
Thank you.
Brad Coffey, Brad Ryder from St. Joseph Healthcare here on Downtown.